A building operating system, or BOS, is a computer system that provides an overview of how the various technical systems in a building operate. You could even say that it transforms traditional systems into smart systems.
More concretely, what does the term building operating system actually mean?
And how is this concept driving change in the construction industry? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. Designed in the early stages of a building project, a BOS provides an overview of how the technical systems in a building function. In simple terms, it's an interface displaying data in real time from the connected systems in the building. The occupants can then use this data to control certain settings for their own personal comfort.
Yeah, it's a concept that has been developed in the manufacturing and tertiary sectors for over 30 years now. Building operating systems evolve very quickly. Today we can see BOS in every category of building. Offices, car parks, as well as, to a lesser degree, apartment blocks.
Yeah, a BOS is in fact a software platform that acts as a bridge between the data gathered by the building equipment and external digital applications. For example, in real time, it gathers data on boilers, energy meters, lighting, and so on. It can then process this information to calculate different consumption scenarios and choose the one that will generate the biggest energy savings without compromising the comfort of its occupants.
So, thanks to a BOS, potential faults can be more rapidly detected. Hence the idea of smart buildings?
That's right. To give you a clearer idea, we can compare a BOS to an operating system like Windows, iOS, and Android.
What's important to keep in mind is that the main goal of this technology is to make buildings more sustainable as well as optimize user comfort. For property developers, a BOS adds healthy market value to any building because it delivers real-time control of occupants' living environment, and not to mention safety.
Yeah. In this respect, the BOS is a centralized solution and presents numerous sources of often complex data in a clear and comprehensive way. It converts data into a format compatible with external applications that is easy for users to digest. Let me give you a concrete example. Say you have a leak in a pipe in your building. The BOS is able to detect it by analyzing unusual consumption and then notifying the maintenance team.
Yeah, this type of example crops up a lot.
It's cool, right?
It is cool. There's also another example at the Caisse des Dépôts, a public French bank in Paris. They've installed a tool for remotely reserving a parking space. It works with sensors, so users are notified of how busy the car park is before they arrive. And in Luxembourg, the Well 22 building was designed top to bottom with user comfort in mind. For example, the lighting is optimized to the time of day. The perfect solution to guarantee the most comfortable working conditions.
Wow, when you put it like that, it sounds super practical. But it's important not to view the technology through rose-tinted lenses. A 100% automated BOS doesn't exist, for the simple reason that to meet the needs of building users, you still require a competent operations team to physically oversee and perform maintenance, not to mention that automated responses aren't always the most suited to the needs of the occupants.
Yeah, the main challenge is creating the link between the software part and the operational part. And what is currently available on the market isn't quite up to the job, although there is huge potential.
To sum up, a BOS is a crucial tool in terms of processing data generated by buildings. It's an innovative solution for maintaining a pleasant living environment for occupants who can also use connected apps to control their comfort levels. A BOS also has the power to prevent excessive energy bills, a practical way to reduce a building's environmental footprint.
And that is precisely why we need to take off our rose-tinted lenses when considering this technology. It's important to keep in mind that it's more complicated to install when renovating an existing building. It should always be designed in the early stages of a new build project.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.